Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at creating a password protected portion of your timeline. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is basically this portion of your timeline right out here is what users see. Okay, this might be your regular website or whatever. Then you've got some hidden content over here on content frame. But in order to get to it, you have to enter a password, a username and password, and then submit it. And then you gain access to the hidden content. How exactly do we do this? Well, I'm going to be using this file here, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to quick give you a visual on it. I'm just going to publish this movie. I'm going to type my name in, and the password, if I can recall what I set this password to. I think this is it. Submit, and you can see I've entered the correct password. However, if I enter either a wrong username or a wrong password, when I hit submit, it's going to tell me, please enter a valid password. We're going to go over how exactly to make everything you just saw there. Well, everything except this base starting file. I'm assuming you have some kind of file with some kind of content on it that you want to hide. So what I have is I've got one layer for my content. Ideally, your content should be inside of a movie clip or just, you know, I've got one movie clip and I've got a piece of text I just threw onto the stage to just say, hey, you've entered the correct password, great. And then a layer for the submit button, a layer for the input text fields, and then a layer for the actions and the keyframe, or the frame label, really. So let's get started. All right, I am using Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3.0. First thing we need to do is come up to the actions slash keyframes layer, and I'm going to hit F9, and my actions palette quickly fills the screen. And we just want to place a simple stop, open, close parenthesis, semicolon, a stop action on that first frame. So that's all users get to, is they just stop on that frame. All right, this stop action will be placed on whatever frame you want people to stop on and not access the hidden content. Next thing we need to do, come down to the inputs layer, and we need to create two input text fields. So grab the text tool and look at your properties panel and select input text and set it to single line. We're going to choose courier text because that's really basic looking. And if I can remember how to spell courier, there we go, courier new. And I want it to be black, and it can be bold. Now, under this anti-alias for readability, we're just going to select use device fonts. So basically what we're trying to do here is make this whole thing, or make this input text field use the default font that the user has on their computer, okay, if they don't have Courier. But just about everybody has Courier, so we should be fine with that. But we just want to set it up so pretty much the font's going to look the same to everybody. All right, I'm going to click out here, insert this input text field, and I'm going to stretch it out. Okay, I want to make it 200 pixels wide. And the width is fine, right around 26, just say 28. And it is going to be a single line text field. And I'm going to select my selection tool and move this on over. And there's our first input text field. And you might have noticed by now we actually can't see the input text field. So we need to come down here to the properties panel and select show border around text, which incidentally also fills it with white. Very cool. We don't really need the border here. We really need the white background here. So I'm just going to quickly save this. And I'm going to preview the movie. And you can see I can select this and I can type anything I want. I can say, hey, hey. And it works. So that's what I was trying to do. Also, we want to align this to the left. We don't want it to be aligned center. Align it to the left. And we're going to give this an instance name. Now, we should probably give it some kind of a useful instance name. Let's call it name underscore txt. So this is a text that is going to be the user's name or the username. We're going to duplicate this input text field. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and click and drag straight down. And I'm going to hold the Shift key to make sure I'm staying in a straight line, okay? And drop that there. You know what? I'm going to hold Shift and tap the down arrow key a couple times just to give them a little bit of space between each other. This is going to have all the same settings as the name field, except we need to change the instance name. We're going to call this pass underscore text. And we also want to change this from a single line. Okay, I'm going to break off the properties panel here. We want to change this from a single line to a password input field. That way you get the little asterisks or the little black dots as the font. Okay, so we have a password and it's called pass_text. Let's just test it and see what we got. See up here, we can type name. Down here, if I type password, you can see it's just all these asterisks, which is great because that's what you want. You don't want people to be looking over your shoulder and reading your password. So let's now, on this same inputs layer, we're going to grab the text tool again, but we're going to grab static text. We're going to color it white, probably moving slightly off screen here, but it's right there below this light gray. We got white, all right, a couple below this gray, and a couple more below this gray. I think you get the point. White, and let's just type out the word name, colon. And I'm going to select my selection tool, and I'm just going to drop it here in front of this input field. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to hold down the Alt or the Option key and just drag this straight down. And I'm going to double click on name, and I'm going to select just the name part. I'm going to type password. Now notice this overlaps a little bit, so we're just going to pull it out. Just like that, kind of a line using your eye approximately to the colon at the end of name. So you kind of have the straight line happening here. That's close enough. And, well, no, it's not close enough. There we go. Now it's close enough. And we've got our input fields. And now we have these little labels here letting us know that, hey, you got to type your name into this one and your password into this one. Let's come down here to the button layer and quickly create a submit button. Grab the rectangle tool. We're not going to put a border around it. And we're just going to color it. I don't know. We can just pick one of these blues or something. Just like that's fine. Just going to make a little rectangular button. I'm going to select it. And I'm going to hit F8. And I'm going to make it a movie clip. And we're going to say button base _MC. Hit OK. And now grab the text tool. And we're going to type. It's input text. Make sure it's static text. Type the word submit. Make the text field as small as possible, and highlight the text and make it black, and also a little bit smaller. Let's try 14. That's much better. Again, make that text field as small as you can. Grab the selection tool, and we're just going to move this text right down over the submit button. Now I'm going to select the text, which is not centered. There we go. The text and the submit button, and I'm going to go modify, convert to symbol. I'm going to convert these to a button symbol, and I'm just going to call them submit _BTN. I'm going to double click into that button symbol. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and drag the up keyframe to the hit keyframe. And I'm going to hold down the Alt key and drag the up keyframe to the over keyframe as well. Now, on the over keyframe, just click the word over, select the blue movie clip. Okay, so you're just selecting the background. You're going to see you're selecting an instance of button base _MC. I'm going to come down here to color, just select brightness, and we're going to make it get a wee bit brighter when you roll over it. Double click anywhere to just get back to your root timeline, which is this timeline here. Okay, I am going to save this file, and we're going to go control test movie. We've got our name, which we can type in, a password, which we can also type in, and when we roll over the submit button, it lights up for us. When we click it, nothing happens, but we will set that up in just a second. Because we're using ActionScript 3.0, we cannot apply actions directly to the submit button, so we need to give it an instance name so we can refer to it via ActionScript. So let's just call it submit _BTN. How much simpler can you get, really? Okay, so submit _BTN. Come back up to the actions and keyframes keyframe and hit F9 to open up the actions panel. Now we have to start scripting this button. The first thing we need to do is add event listener to our button so we can listen for that click when somebody clicks on our button. So let's type submit _BTN dot, we get this little tooltip that pops up, select add event listener, double click it. We're listening for a mouse event, and that's the word mouse and event, mouse with a capital M, E with a capital E, but as one word. So mouse event dot click in all caps. Make my actions panel a little wider. And then comma. And then we're just going to call this submit click. Or we'll call it sub click, really. Sub click. So when the submit button's clicked, we want you to go execute this function called submit click. Close parenthesis, semicolon. Hit enter return a couple times. All right. Let's type in the word function and then sub click. This is that function that we just specified. open and close parenthesis, and this is an event, event, colon, a mouse event, to be more specific. We're not returning any data, so just type colon, and then the word void. Open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket, up arrow key. Now, in here, well, actually, before we type anything into this function, we need to create two variables. So we're going to type the word var, and we're going to say my name with a capital N, and this is a string data type. We're not going to define it. This variable will be defined by whatever is typed into the name input text field. We create another variable called my pass, and that is also a string, semicolon. And again, the data will be defined by whatever's typed into our text fields. I'm going to hit F9 to hide my actions panel. Okay, the input text field is named name.txt, and the password is pass.txt. Let's get back to the actions keyframe. Hit F9 to open the actions panel. In here, we're going to name our variable first. We're going to say my name equals name underscore txt dot text, semicolon. So what we're saying is this variable, which is a string, and a string data type, probably should have mentioned this a minute ago, the string data type is just a bunch of characters, all right? A string could be, hey, how are you? Or a string could just be a bunch of letters and numbers like this, okay? Both are strings. All a string is just a series of letters and numbers, and Flash reads it as just a series of letters and numbers, and nothing more, nothing less. We're also going to say my pass equals pass underscore txt dot text. Now, don't let Flash fool you. It knows what letters you are typing in as your password. You just don't see them. So Flash knows if your password is get me in, Flash knows that here in password, you're typing in the letters G-E-T-I-N-M-E, or G-E-T-M-E-I-N, excuse me. No, I'm not dyslexic. My pass equals pass text dot text. So whatever letters you type into the input text field, pass text, is going to be filling, or are going to be filling, excuse me, the string variable, my pass. Now let's just run a quick test. Let's say trace, open parenthesis, my name plus my pass, close parenthesis, semicolon. So when we type our name, and we're just going to say any password really, into these text fields and hit the submit button, the output panel ought to pop up and tell us what name and password we typed in. All right, I'm going to save this. Command return or control enter to preview the movie. Name, say Nathaniel, and password, we're just going to type the word password, and then hit the submit button. And what do you know? The output panel pops up and says Nathaniel, password. So that's great. That means that's working properly and functioning just like it should be. Now, before we get back into the scripting, before we actually make the name and password work, we need to do a couple things. First off, we need to set up a failure area, or not really a failure area, just a little bit of dynamic text that says, hey, please enter a correct password. Stop messing with me and trying to, you know, include stuff that's not really a password. You're wrong, basically. So select dynamic text, and let's just draw out a text field right through here. About that size is fine. Set it right in there, right in the middle, really. And we're going to center align it. We're going to color it white, which again, white is just off screen. And the size will be dramatically smaller, maybe 12. And let me just switch this back to, okay, white, yeah. All right, that's fine. Size 12 is fine. We can make our text field a little bit smaller. And we're just going to move it down a little bit. And I'm actually going to change the align to align left now that I'm looking at it. So align it left, and we're going to give it the instance name of failed underscore txt. It's fine. And we'll just make it non-selectable just by selecting this little AB thing down in the properties panel. Now, you probably noticed that this dynamic text field has a big white square behind it. We don't want that. So we can get rid of it using ActionScript, and I'll get rid of that in just a minute. But before we do that, look up here at the big timeline And our content is right here on frame 40. So up in the actions and keyframes layer, I'm going to select frame 40. I'm going to right click and say insert keyframe. And with that keyframe selected, look to the properties panel, and we have an area for a frame label just below the word frame. Now let's just call this hidden. That's fine. And when we click away, you can see that that now says hidden. Select keyframe one and check out our actions. Now, what we have to do in here first is, well, let's get rid of that white background. Let's get rid of that white background on the dynamic text. Hit enter return twice right in here, and let's just type failed underscore txt dot background space equals space false semicolon, and just for the heck of it, we'll just add failed underscore txt dot border space equals space false as well. So now that border should not be showing up in there when we preview the movie. I'm going to save it. And when I preview it, you can see, in fact, it's black now. So that's good. Now all that's left to do to make this work is set up a simple if and else if statement, which then take us over to the hidden keyframe. So under function, we're going to get rid of this trace statement, and we're going to type if open parenthesis my name equals open quote, Nate, that's with a capital N because this is case sensitive, Nate, and, which is two ampersands, my pass equals, space, open quote, we'll just say password, closed quote, close parenthesis, now open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket. And inside of here, we're simply going to say go to and stop, open curly bracket, open quote, or not open curly bracket, open parenthesis, open quote, then hidden, remember that's the name of that frame label, closed quote, close parenthesis, semicolon. So this is saying if the text that gets typed into name text, which becomes that variable my name, equals the string Nate, and the text that gets typed into my pass equals password, we want you to go to and stop at hidden. Now we need to add an else statement. Else, open curly bracket, enter return twice, close curly bracket. We want failed underscore txt to display in text. So I'm going to say dot text. Okay, I've got dot text, space equals space. Please enter a valid password. Period, and then a close quote, and then a semicolon. All right, so let's check this out. Command or Control S to save my document, and then Command Return or Control Enter to preview it. Let's type in a name, Nathan, and into password, password. When I hit submit, notice it says please enter a valid password. Okay, I have my valid password. The problem is I don't have a valid name. So let's type Nate. Notice I've got the capital N. Well, I'm going to try it without the capital N first. Okay, I still have please enter a valid password. I'm going to try Nate with a capital N. When I hit submit, I've got that stuff starts happening in the background. So what I need to do is come over here to the hidden, or the 40th frame, and select my inputs and button frames. Just click and drag and right click and say insert blank keyframe. That cuts off those input text fields at frame 40, so they just disappear. Let's save it, check to see what happens. Command or Control Enter, name Nate, password is just simply password, and then submit, and you have entered the correct password, and it just displays this little light wave thing. Now, if you want to have more than one password, that's easy too. Just come here before the else statement and type just the right here before the word else. Type the word else if, enter return twice to get that out of our way, else if, open parenthesis, my name equals Jack, ampersand twice, which is the same thing as and, my pass equal, to say ships, close parenthesis, closed quote, open curly bracket, I'm just going to go down twice, and then right here in front of else, I'm going to put the closed curly bracket, and then hit tab once, and here I'm going to say go to, and stop, hidden. And just like that, we now have two different usernames and two different passwords. So I'm going to save this, and Command or Control Enter. Now I can enter Jack, it's with a capital J, and password is just ships, and when I hit submit, there you go. I can also, let me just redo that, I can still use the word Nate and the password, password. When I hit submit, there we go. We go up to frame 40, right there on our timeline. So just like that, we have created a password protected portion of our timeline, and you can have more than one username and password. So it's really great, and that's how you do it. I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly hope you've learned something watching this video, and please go check out the site. That's www.tutbid.com.